There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Heineken, baby. Ice cold beers, cold hard cash. Join the action on the pitch with the Heineken 2022 Soccer Prediction Challenge. Compete in 20 free-to-play pools this season for your shot at a share of $100,000 in total cash prizes. Head to DraftKings.com/Heineken now to start your run at victory. Heineken, beer made better. DraftKings.com for details. Drink responsibly.
All right, let's start this hour talking some National Football League as the great Michael Lombardi joins the program now. You can catch his show weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific right here on VSiN. And Michael, good morning. Thanks for the time as always. We are expecting to get this Deshaun Watson news now. According to reports, maybe within the next hour. What are you hearing? What are you expecting his suspension to be?
Well, I haven't heard as much, and I don't think anybody has, but just looking at the release by the Players Association, it tells me that this isn't going to be as strong of a suspension as you might think. The evidence, when they say they're going to go with Sue Robinson's ruling, and the NFL didn't jointly agree with that, then it tells me that this may be a lot lenient, more lenient than you think it is. And then there's the leak that the NFL is concerned about public perception. So we'll wait and see. But my instincts tell me that when the PA puts that out and they abide by it, what they're telling the owners is, or they're telling the league and they're telling Roger Goodell is, you know, if you try to change what she wrote, we will take you to court.
Yep. That was my gut reaction last night when I saw the PA came out and they said, Michael, look, we want the NFL to agree with the decision. That told me right away that they probably have some inside info here that it's not going to be that long.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the case. And, I mean, obviously the Browns felt that when they guaranteed $240 million. Now, a lot has changed, and we know that oftentimes, I know we'll find this hard to believe, but the media could actually be wrong, and some of the things could be wrong about what's been reported. That I don't know. I wasn't privy to all the information. And, obviously, I agree with the PA. I mean, this is a woman who has done this job before. She understands the language in the contracts of the players, their obligation to fulfill their character credibility within the league. And so I think I'll trust her judgment on her making the right decisions.
If I put the number at 4.5 games and I asked you which way would you like to make a bet on that, would you go over or under 4.5 games?
I think I'd go under the 4.5 just based on the PA saying that, just based on the PA. You know, to me, there was a reason. There's always a reason to a release. There's always a release reason for something that happens, right? And so when something, when you try to figure out what the reason is, and to me, when the PA said that they're willing to abide by it, then it must not be that bad.
Let me throw this at you. Let's say it's 8. What do you think's realistic record-wise would preset them?
You know, I thought, you know, when I wrote this for VSiN online a couple weeks ago, I thought they should go after Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, okay.
And then, you know, to me, he fits what they do offensively. It's the perfect way. But, you know, for me, I know Brissett. We drafted him when I was in New England. I think he has a hard time when it becomes a drop-back pass game. So, you know, I think, could they go 4-4? Sure. Could they go 6-2? Maybe. You know, I think ultimately what they have is a really good offensive line. They have a really good offensive line. They have a really good two-back backfield with Hunt and Chubb. If they're both healthy, Hunt only played in 8 games last year, so he missed half the season. And we know Chubb missed 2 games, and he is their offense. And they have improved at receiver, especially in the beginning of the year when Amari Cooper doesn't have to worry about the cold weather. You know, Amari doesn't like playing in cold weather. I don't know why they, you know, Cleveland didn't know that, but he hates it. And one of the reasons he goes in and out of games at times when it's in November, December is because of that. So I do think they have a chance to stay afloat if it's 8 games, Paulie.
Okay. You mentioned Jimmy G. Where do you think he could wind up here now that the 49ers are making it Trey Lance's team?
Well, you know, for me, what I wrote the other day in VSiN was the fact that I find the Giants as the third betting favorite kind of a compelling, interesting story, right? Because we know Daniel Jones in his 38 starts hasn't looked very impressive. He's fumbled 39 times in 38 starts. So we know he hasn't been able to throw the ball over 7 yards per attempt in 3 years. We know the Giants have only won 22 games in the last 5 years. 3 of those years, Jones has been in and out as the starting lineup. So, you know, do we know who Daniel Jones is? I think we kind of do. I think Brian Daboll kind of knows who he is too. And I think they're going to be in the quarterback market. Now, they don't have a lot of cap room, but that's not going to be an issue because I think Garoppolo will do a cap-friendly deal. I think the only reason they haven't released him is they're afraid he's going to show up in Seattle, yeah, which is still one of the high betting teams. To me, you know, Houston is one of the other betting favorites. But here's the question I would ask both of you. Is if Davis Mills was picked where Justin Fields was picked, or where Mac Jones was picked, would we all be saying Houston needs another quarterback based on the way Davis Mills played last year? Because he outplayed every rookie quarterback other than Mac Jones. He outplayed everyone. But yet we're saying Houston needs one because he was picked in the 3rd round. But if he had gotten picked 20th pick overall in the 1st round, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
I totally
Fair
agree.
Point. Yep.
He was 17th in EPA at quarterback down the stretch last year with how well he played. You took him in the 3rd round last year, Michael, like you said. And so you need to find out, what if this guy can actually play? I think the Texans will be making a massive mistake if they try to address the quarterback position outside of Davis Mills.
Well, I don't think the Texans are going to do it. I think the Texans are just where we are in this whole thing, right? I think the Texans are exactly where we are. I think they like what they see in a guy. They got an economically friendly quarterback who's under contract for 2 more years. I mean, why not? Why wouldn't you want to do that? I think the only reason why we're having this conversation is because nobody in the media seems to understand that he's outplayed all the guys that were picked ahead of him.
You've done everything in this league. Incredible resume, NFL executive, worked with some of the best to ever do it. What did you make of that clause in the Murray contract? And was that put in there because you knew what would come out, right? It was almost like it was in there to embarrass him.
Well, but look, it just didn't appear. Like, the agent signed off on it. The kid signed off on it. Like, this just didn't slip into the contract overnight. Like, it wasn't like the fairy godmother came in and wrote the language and put it in and everybody got surprised. Like, this was negotiated. It got put in there. And there's a reason why it got put in there. And I don't think it has anything to do other than what past performance. They've watched him run the ball into a loaded front. They've watched him not work hard. This is something. There was a reason for this based on his behavior, not based on anything else. His behavior. And they put it in there. And the agent agreed to it. It's a significant thing because if they found him not studying, they could have voided the whole contract.
Mm.
That was significant. Like, this isn't just like a nibble here. This is significant. So for anybody to claim, well, they're doing it because of one thing and it wasn't fair to the kid. No, it got negotiated. His agent, who represents Kime, who represents Cliff, who represents Kyler. Kyler knew it's in there. You don't think he's smart enough to know? I mean, he could have said, hey, no, I'm not doing that. That's, and then they all know it was going to get out. Every contract is public knowledge.
Sure.
That's bizarre.
Yeah, I mean, based on that alone, does it sound like a guy that you want to give that much money to?
Yes.
No, of course not. Look, here's what I've said on my show all the time. When you go out and Buda Baker's lying on the field, the whole team ran out there to see Buda Baker. The whole entire team ran out there, and they looked around them. They were so concerned about their teammate. They loved him. The only player who didn't run out there, Kyler Murray. He sat on the bench by himself.
Interesting.
Same division.
Yeah.
I know it's very early. Are you hearing anything at all about Trey Lance?
I have not heard a word about Trey Lance, but let's put things in perspective. Last year, if you remember correctly, Mitch, Trey Lance was the talk of the 49ers camp. That's all we heard, how great he was, right? That was the PR machine behind him. It's like the PR machine down in Miami. I mean, I really think in part of Tyreek Hill's contract, he was paid an endorsement fee to tell everybody how great Tua's was. You know, I really believe that. I think part of his contract is you got to said every press conference, you got to tell everybody how great Tua is. I don't believe a word about Trey Lance until I see him. And I'm going to be completely open-minded. I'm not against Trey Lance. I felt at the time Mac Jones was the better pick. I think Mac Jones proved he was the better player last year. Now he's got to prove he's the better player this year.
What did you think of the offer on Paramount?
I thought it was great. I think the book, if you read the book, Leave the Gun, Take the Cannoli, it parallels the same story. This was told from a different point of view from the producer, the guy who started Hogan's Heroes. From his point of view, but it was very similar. And I think any great project, I think what we learn in life, any great project, you're going to have to go overcome obstacles. There's a belief when you run an NFL team, what stands in the way becomes the way. I think that's the case in any great project you take on.
Oh, well said. Great to talk to you again. We have a game Thursday. Your son's in action with the Raiders, and we can't wait to talk to you every week.
All right, Mitch. Thanks, Paulie. Appreciate you.
You got it.
Good, Michael.
He's exactly right about that, too. You want to talk about too many cooks in the kitchen. Almost Godfather almost didn't get done. Incredible. But so Rich Gannon came out and said it. They asked him about, what do you think of Arizona this year? This is before the deal. Well, will the quarterback put the work in? He actually said that.
Yeah.
So it's like, what a weird story. Well, the Zion Williamson, I understand, with body fat and everything tied in with that. But this is, the guy doesn't watch film?
So this goes way back to before this contract news came out. I'm looking at the out totals to bet this year in the NFL. I really wanted to hit, I have not bet it yet. I wanted to bet Arizona under their out win total based on think they're going to come back to the pack this year, maybe have a bad, but in that division, with Seattle now really probably going to be bad this year, and I don't know what to think of Trey Lance. Like Michael said, I have to see it to believe it with him.
Right. Now, guys, covering, yeah. Everyone on the team says, oh, he looks great. But then you look at what's gone on the last couple of days of practice, and guys who cover the team are like, oh, boy, I don't know here.
Yeah.
So it's all over. But you're also pot committed because you gave up so much to get him. You got to throw him in there.
Also, you need to be very careful this time of year, you know, with reading, this guy looks amazing and this guy looks...
Right. Bengals last year. It's a disaster. Practices are a joke.
Of course.
They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, yep. And I think... conflicting reports came out on Mitchell Trubisky the opening day of camp for them. One guy said awesome, other guy said uh-oh. Up next, season-long NFL props. Would you believe this has only happened 5 times in history? Details coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
College Football Guide is out now. Start your football season on the right foot. Profiles on every team, trends, power ratings, win totals, Heisman hopefuls, playoff predictions. The only way, it's very important, the only way to get it is to be a VSEN All Access subscriber. Sign up early, and for a discount, $175, you get the college and pro football betting guides. Full VSEN access all the way through the Super Bowl, or join us for $40 a month and see everything VSEN has to up your betting game. VSEN.com/subscribe.
All right, some season-long props that you can bet. These are offered globally, and I believe some books will post stuff like this up before the start of the NFL season. For example, regular season most passing yards. The number is 5,250 and a half. It's happened three times in history to go over. 2011 with Drew Brees, he set the all-time record at that point. In 2013, 2 years later, Peyton Manning broke it by a yard with 5,477. Now, last year, Paulie, the first time ever we played a 17-game schedule, Tom Brady also went over 5,316 yards. For the record, Herbert did not go over, but he threw for more than 5,000 last year. You think we'll get another quarterback to go over this year?
I would think so, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And how everyone's throw. Yep.
And how the thought is here, guys who might have, like, I don't know, 4,900 or 5,000 after 16 games, their team probably will still need it for, like, seeding or that potential one seed, right? Because now there's only one team getting, right? You have to kind of, like, think that these guys are going to be playing all the games. Regular season most passing touchdowns, over under is 43. Well, the season leader has had 44 plus 9 times. It's happened 7 times since 2004. Marino did it twice back in the 80s. Do you think he was ahead of his time at all?
God. So now Brady gets another toy, which I don't know what Julio has left. And you know, he has to stay healthy, obviously. Captain Obvious. But he's got so many weapons now too. Although Peter King had a good point today, the fact that it should tell you a lot that with a young receiving core, the Colts decided to pass on him and didn't even have any interest. Even, you know, they go and get Matt Ryan, and then they're going to win the division. So now another toy for Brady, and then apparently Gage has been the man, and no one has an answer for Gage in practice.
Again, good reports with him, yes,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, that's another one. So another, but what Tom could put up for numbers this year.
Like Julio, I thought for sure Julio, but again, the problem with him has always been like, hey, he's questionable again Sunday at, you know, 12:53 p.m. Eastern time. I thought last year with Tannehill, Derrick Henry, and playing alongside A.J. Brown would be huge.
I thought he had a chance. Never got on the field.
No. Regular season most INTs by a quarterback is 19. Last year, two quarterbacks, including Matthew Stafford, had 17, so it stayed under. But how many times have we had a quarterback throw for 20-plus? It's happened quite a few times, but I think this illustrates that quarterbacks have really cut down overall on INTs compared to previous years. You're looking at the number right here. Look at this. From 2000 to 2003, it happened all the time where a quarterback would throw for 20-plus INTs. Plummer, Testaverde, Couch, Brooks, Kitna, Warner, Manning, Green, Culpepper's on the list, Favre, Brad Johnson, Joey Harrington, Quincy Carter. It happened several times in individual years. Well, if you go back since like 2010, it happened then with Drew Brees, he threw 22. In 2011, it happened with Ryan Fitzpatrick, he had 23. Eli Manning had 27 in 2013. But then it didn't happen again until 2016 with Phillip Rivers. The following year, yes, with DeShone Kizer. And in 2019 with Jameis Winston, he threw 30. But other than that, it doesn't happen every single year.
Yeah, I would have to go Lawrence if you asked me a guy to go throw 20. And then maybe Danny Dimes if he plays enough games. If he gets in there. The whole season.
Yeah, Dimes only played, what, three games last year?
Yeah, I have to say Lawrence jumped because Lawrence had some bad, that New England game too down the stretch.
No, he absolutely did.
So did Wilson. There was another one. I mean, that's why the Jets are so tricky this year. I mean, they had the big win with White when they beat the Bengals, and they also beat Tennessee, who was the one seed, although they had plenty of guys out. But it was Wilson the favorite, but I would have to go Lawrence, though.
It is funny going back and looking at how many times like the same quarterbacks threw that many INTs. I mean, Eli Manning's on the list several times. He was an INT machine.
Yeah, well, our boy Stafford, though, too. He was right there leading the league.
Yep. Highest single game passing yards this year, 509.5. The season leader, how many times has happened where a guy threw for 510 plus yards? It's happened 14 times. And a quarterback has thrown for 500 plus yards 17 times since the year 2000. Recent years, Matt Schaub threw for 527 back in 2012.
I don't remember that. Burrow did it last year?
He had 525 last year.
The Raven game when they had all those guys out with COVID?
Yeah.
My God.
That was right around Christmas.
Uh-huh. I remember the Warren Moon game in 1990. I don't remember Schaub doing it. How the hell did that happen? That guy was a pick six machine. 2012.
I remember
Boomer doing it with Arizona.
So do I. I remember Big Ben doing it because he did it back-to-back games, I think. Or right around. Didn't he have like 12 touchdowns in two games that one stretch? And when he did it against... In 2014 against the Colts, he threw for 522. Stafford did it in 2012. Okay. Jared Goff did it against the Buccaneers in September of 2019. Brady did it in 2011. Derek Carr did it in 2016. I believe that's the game that went to overtime. The Raiders set the all-time record for penalties or yards, and they won the game in overtime somehow.
Yeah, yeah. William Hill usually puts this up, and it's heavily juiced that will it happen?
On a quarterback to throw for 500 yards.
Yeah.
But it's really happened a lot more than you think. Elvis Gerbach did it in 2000. Matt Ryan with a 500-plus yard game under his belt. Yeah, Roethlisberger's on the list 1, 2, 3 different times for 500-plus yards.
Reading up on some stuff on vacation I found interesting. According to a couple guys who cover the league, this is the largest road favorite of Matt Ryan's career, week one at Houston. 8.5.
What?
That's the biggest road favorite of his career. He's never been laying this on the road, according to people who cover the team.
Well, he's played on some really good teams.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Hold on. No, I'm talking about record-wise, and they were the one seed NFC?
But they were also, when they were one seed, they were underdogs at home against the Packers.
Well, that was in the playoffs, though.
But that tells you the power rating overall. Yeah.
Yeah.
Road favorite. Largest of his career, week one.
How about the year they went to the Super Bowl? He won the MVP. They were destroying teams. Yeah. They were never, how about most receptions in the regular season? It's 130.5.
Yeah, oh, God.
I was surprised by this. It's only happened, to pay off the tease, it's only happened 5 times in history. Michael Thomas, a leader, a couple years ago, with 149. Cooper Kupp last year, 145. Marvin Harrison had him that year in fantasy, 143. Antonio yeah. Brown had 136. Yeah. Julio Jones in 2015 with 136. Other than that, nobody else has ever done it. Devontae Adams, the most, 123.
I can't see that.
No, neither can I.
Yeah. What Kupp did was incredible. But to do it again? I mean, this is... I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. It's like the old joke with Wilt Chamberlain when he went for 100. Who's on Wilt? It's like, you might want to cover Kupp. You know where the ball's going.
I know. But the thought is, here again, is somebody going to do it in a 17-game season?
Yeah.
Right? Kupp's going to come back to the pack this year. He almost has to regress just by default. But I'm all in on Justin Jefferson this year. Maybe he could be a guy. Regular season most receiving yards is 1,700 and a half. Oh. That really hasn't happened very many. It's happened 9 times in history.
Yeah, that's tough to do. Because you're going to have a stinker in there. It's going to be...
Okay.
You're going to have... You just look up and by fluke, not even a fluke, but it's just going to happen where a guy's going to have 50 yards.
Yep.
Like 3 catches for 50 yards.
We got your breaking news. It's happened in the last 30 seconds. Bam, Deshaun Watson, 6 games. So they kind of split the difference. You asked me earlier, put a number on 7.5. I said under. I asked Michael Lombardi 4.5 because I thought it was going to be between 4 and 8, and they came out with 6.
Okay. So, all right. So this is I'm out of my element here because I'm not a lawyer. But as I understand it, with Mike Florio, and who is a lawyer, Pro Football Talk, any appeal goes to Goodell. And the penalty eventually is going to be what he wants it to be. That's also from Trey Wingo. So, and I know Florio has said the same thing. So now you're going to have the appeal, and they could still say over the top. And I think this is very important. Now I want to see what the public reaction is going to be.
Oh, for sure.
Because remember, it was embarrassing, but the Goodell did the do-over with the Ray Rice.
Correct.
You saw the video. What are you talking about? Everyone, you lied. You saw the video.
Mm-hmm.
Like 2 games, whatever it was. And then so this now we'll see what the reaction is going to be that the news is in. And what if people are pissed. Brady got 4. He gets 6. What?
6 games and no fine, by the way.
Oh, my God. No fine?
No fine, according to what we're hearing right now.
Oh,
yep.
God.
Yep. So, wow, okay. Here's what we're going to do. That's breaking. We'll come back. We'll take a peek at the Browns' schedule for the first 6 games and beyond. Coming up next year and follow the money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Again, breaking news. Deshaun Watson, the suspension handed down is 6 games. Now the ball is in Roger Goodell's court, and he can decide what he wants to do. Don't know how long he's going to wait and make his decision on this. But the overall 6 games, I can tell you right now, and this is a good tweet from Jacob Miller. I'd be shopping around. Maybe some books will have them up. I doubt it. But Jacob Miller was shopping on Twitter. He says he bet the Browns +3 at home against the Bengals for week 8 as it was announced. Coming back, get those points right, at home, well. +3. I can tell you right now that where we are sitting again, circa, it appears as if they've pulled everything off the board for now. And knowing the fellas here at the book, they will not keep it off the board for long. They will think about it for maybe 5 minutes, and I'm betting by the time this segment's over with, they're probably going to have the Browns numbers back on the board. But I can tell you what they were last night and this morning before they pulled it. They were still offering the Browns +330 to win the division. They had alternate win totals on the Browns. 7.5, the under was +185. 8.5 was a regular number. And then 9.5 was the alt high number. Under was -225. The over was +195. And before they pulled it, the Browns to make the playoffs, the yes turned into +185. The no was -215.
I believe the league is going to appeal. They went they were out of their minds with that Brady business. They went over, how much money did they spend on that in 1.5 years? It's an all-time great what they tried to do to him. It was, a layup lawsuit, defamation of character.
Right.
Goodell compared him to a PED user, okay? But remember, the settlement talks... not even close. They got nowhere. So they were thinking low level. Low. They wanted 12. They wanted the whole season. But they were saying, okay, maybe we'll go 12. If you want to offer up a settlement, we'll take 12. And she comes out with 6. So I think they'll appeal. And in that case, If they choose to appeal, it goes to Goodell or someone he appoints. And so as far as the Week 8 business, who knows what's going to happen with this, too, or where it could wind up. But I don't. I think it's going to be higher than 6. Because this is in the CBA. They gave this up. The NFLPA agreed during CBA to collect the bargaining that let the commissioner have final say in the appeals process. And I would think Goodell would want to say, okay, we don't like this. It's only 6. And what I said earlier, I think now we'll see what the reaction is going to be from people all around the country that it's 6.
And I'm guessing it's not going to be welcomed with open arms.
Yeah. And you're already seeing the Ridley tweets. You're already seeing it. And rightfully so.
Sure. Of course.
Like, it's a whole year.
So, okay, let's... The schedule here. Again, he's coming back in week 7. As of right now, the first 6 games, he's going to be suspended. So in week 7, they play at Baltimore. The week before this, Baltimore plays the New York Giants. So that's going to be the game coming into that Browns matchup. And Deshaun Watson, again, as of right now, in theory, that's going to be his first game back. And then game number 2 for him would be week 8 at home against the Bengals. How's that for a 1-2 combo? Welcome back party before the bye week.
Yeah.
And then after that, it goes at Dolphins, at Bills, Buccaneers. So you could argue that he's coming back for the toughest 5-game stretch. It's not even an argument, really. It's the toughest 5-game stretch of the entire year for the Browns.
Yeah. So the question I posed to Michael Lombardi earlier now, about what do you think? This is, it's juicy. If it is only 6 and they get off to a hot start, those are I don't know what you're going to get out of Brissett, but those are winnable games. They are a 1-point favorite in Carolina. Then they play the Jets at home, Steelers at home, and then the Atlanta game. That could, even with Brissett, you could get 2 out of there, maybe 3.
I'm still trying. This is all breaking right now, so I'm trying to find right now if any of those early Browns games are still on the board, because they were, and there's really no reason to take them off the board, because he's not going to be around anyway for those games. So if they were up on the board and available to bet, they should be like that number on the Jets game. What was that number? Was that 5? I might be wrong on that.
Okay.
But I don't see it posted right now at a book here in town.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no reason for it to be off the board, though. There's none. I mean, so we know that he's going to be definitely miss week 1 and beyond that. And this is, okay, according to Adam Schefter, we're now learning this. The NFL has 3 days to counter and decide to appeal his suspension or not. So that'll be by the end of the week, for sure. We're going to know what Goodell and company, what they're going to want to do. Who knows with Goodell? I mean, that's the thing. He's been completely unpredictable, and he might accept this. He could accept it by noon Eastern today. He could say that, you know, we are pleased with Sue Robinson's decision. They did sufficient work on this.
I can't imagine that.
I know they were
wanted 12 on the low end.
Yeah, and they wound up to a year.
I don't see Browns. That's Browns is down to week 2, week 3.
Honestly, all you have to do is say that Kelvin really got a full year, and it was a snap call.
Yeah, sure.
And people are going to want to go back and say, well, he missed all of last year. Does that have anything to do with this?
They did a bad job presenting their case with some of their arguments too. Reading up on stuff as well, the NFL. Bad job. What they were doing. I mean, you got 60 women here. The New York Times article.
I bet everything under on the Browns when that article came out.
I can't even tell you what he was doing. I can't say it on the air. I'm not even capable of cleaning it up. I can't even say what he did to one of the women.
And that should be enough right there to say, yeah,
but
it's
you know, there was one incident with a woman about telling tales. But 60 women, and then they all have the same story about what he was doing. Touch me here. I'm reaching out. What are you doing? And then the other thing that doesn't help him was the Texans settled it with 30 women, too, what they were doing.
Right.
And they were enablers and NDAs.
He settled 3 more today, I guess.
Yeah.
And there was one more that's still pending. But as I said before, and this, I'll use my wife as an example. My wife has like a terrible shoulder. So she gets a
massage. Bingo. This is good. Like, this is good.
She gets a massage once a month, right?
Yeah.
And she, it's been happening for years.
Uh-huh.
She could never find the right masseuse, right?
Right.
She finally, probably 18 months ago, it was during the pandemic, so probably 2 years ago, she found the right masseuse who made house calls, has never considered getting another masseuse, ever, once.
By reaching out on social media and, hey, what are you up to? Hey.
Yeah. You know, there's a venue.
Touch me here, and I want to bring my own towel, and I want to be.
This is, again, not to get too hardcore on this, but there are avenues here that Deshaun could have traveled down to make it much easier for himself and certain women that he could have called. J.A. Scott says on Twitter, NFL screwed themselves with the Watson punishment when they didn't do anything to Kraft, Snyder, Jones, etc. Well, that's... Goodell works for the owners, is the only thing.
I don't agree with that. Yeah. I don't agree with that. Kraft was a one-time thing. And Kraft, this wasn't against... The girls were... That was consensual. This wasn't... I can't say what he's doing and being accused of and all this stuff, but it's not... He's... Okay, I'll say this. He's grabbing their hands and forcing... Their head
contact?
And hand. Yes. Yeah. It's these people quit the business, what they're doing. The Kraft stuff was consensual. It was quid pro quo what he was doing. Yeah. This is 60 women. They all have the same story. Touch me here.
I understand what he's saying about nothing on Snyder. John Gruden is the only person to get in trouble for those emails a year ago. Isn't that convenient? But regardless, I don't know. Can they still be a playoff team, the Browns? If this is going to be the actual number of games, six games?
Go back to what you said earlier. You're exactly right, because I've been in four car accidents. You find, it's like getting a haircut. You find someone you like, you stick with them.
Yes, you do.
You play in the NFL. They have people on the payroll. They have trainers and all that. What are you jumping around for? Hotel to hotel to get, and reaching out on Instagram to book people.
Right.
And all these rules. And why do you need an NDA to get a massage? Because you're up to something.
It's a great question.
You don't need an NDA to get a massage. And the Real Sports on HBO, too, was another one. Those girls quit the business.
Yes, they were.
So traumatized by what happened.
Breaking down on TV like that.
Yeah, right.
So, as of right now, Watson gets six games. That's a suspension. The ball's in Goodell's court. He can make his mind up in the next 3 days. That's how much time he has. So, he'll miss... Panthers, Jets, Steelers, Falcons, Chargers, Patriots in weeks 5 and 6. And then as of right now, come back at Ravens, Bengals at home, bye week, then at Dolphins, at Bills, Buccaneers. Can they go, is 3-3 possible in the first six games?
Yes.
I say yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yep. And at that point, at six games into the schedule, they'll have 11 left. Can they go 7-4?
Yeah, that's possible, yeah. He's also a polarizing player, too. I know he's talented and great, but they also, look what the record was in Houston with him. I mean, they had a horrible season last year in Houston with him. So it's, you know, some people are saying, yeah, but.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
VSEN, the sports betting network.
BetRivers Online Sportsbook serving up big wins with their weekly profit boost on tennis wagers. Visit BetRivers.com or download the BetRivers Sportsbook app. And every Wednesday, you get a 20% profit boost on any tennis wager. Log in every Wednesday and automatically receive a 20% profit boost. And you can even live stream your favorite tennis players right from the BetRivers app. Heat up the summer with BetRivers Sportsbook app. It's a whole new game.
Welcome back from vacation, huh? Massachusetts passes legalized sports betting a couple hours ago.
Yep.
Watson gets six games. I'm sure Juan Soto is going to get traded in the next 5 minutes.
Could be. This is from Mike Florio, July 21st. Goodell has final say, and Florio's a lawyer, has final say regardless of what Sue Robinson says. The NFL, despite the changes to the process made in 2020, still has final say over the discipline. The commissioner, whoever he appoints, will make their decision is final and binding. It must happen quickly by rule. And again, they have 3 days the appeal. It cannot entail any new evidence. It must be based on the facts as Judge Robinson determines them to be, which makes her findings of fact the critical aspect of her decision. But the commissioner can do whatever he wants, especially since the policy contains no standard of review or other restrictions on his ability to throw out Robinson's conclusion and replace it with something else. Yep.
And oh, by the way, so this tells me the NFLPA definitely knew it was going to be a six-game suspension because they said last night in a statement, we want the NFL and Goodell to agree with her decision. So they knew it was going to be, you know, less than a year. And I'll give you a couple of other tweets here as well. This is from Tom Pelissero, who covers the league NFL Network. And if you're just joining in, Deshaun Watson got six games. Judge Sue L. Robinson's decision says Deshaun Watson's, quote, pattern of behavior was egregious, but notes that behavior was nonviolent sexual conduct, end of quote, in explaining the decision to suspend him six games per source. Warren Sharp with a good tweet, and I think this is where the heavy public backlash is going to be felt and heard. Warren Sharp, quote, tweeted that and said, nearly $45 million signing bonus, question mark. He keeps all $45 million. $46 million salary for 2022, question mark. He keeps $45.65 million. Remaining fully guaranteed $184 million, question mark. He keeps all $184 million. Six-game suspension equal to DeAndre Hopkins for trace amount of a PED in one test.
Yeah.
Games missed. NFL gave Cleveland the number one easiest schedule weeks 1 through 6.
Yeah.
I think...
with one divisional game.
When people find out about this, the public, it's going to turn into not as bad as what it was with Ray Rice, but it's going to be, the backlash is going to be heard in New York City.
Yeah.
At the NFL offices.
Yeah.
And it's going to be heard starting soon.
Yes. And I think, is what I said earlier, too, they lost their minds. They went crazy over the Brady business with the footballs. With no proof. I mean, it was ridiculous what they were doing, dragging that guy through the mud.
I go more recently with the Calvin Ridley stuff.
Yeah, you can, fine.
Because it happened last year. Yeah. Again, it took them 3 minutes to decide, wait a second, he's betting on games? What? Full year, bam, gone. I don't think so. I mean, Sharp said one trace amount of PED for Hopkins, six games.
That's a good one, right, yeah.
Same thing here with Watson.
Yeah.
So this is what I did.
That's another good point.
It goes back. Let me try to find the dates on this, actually. It goes back to June 7th. That was the day after, I believe, the New York Times story came out where they had 66.
Right.
Right.
Because all summer we couldn't believe at William Hill and some other places they were the favorites to win the division.
Sure. Here's what I bet on that day. Will the Browns make the playoffs? No, plus 130. I fired on that. Based on the New York Times story, no, plus 130. I also bet at William Hill, will they win 10 games? They have a prop up on every single team. Will they win 10 games this year? At the time, it was plus 115. And I said on the air that day, I can recall, and I'm like, it's now or never, my exact words. You need to bet this. You need to bet everything anti-Cleveland based on the story. The books completely adjusted. They completely flipped everything. The make the playoffs went from no plus 130 to like minus higher than $2. Will they win 10 games went to a very high number. In fact, over 9.5 games at Circa last night was plus 195. So that'll tell you how they adjusted. Mm-hmm. And so how is that going to flip now? I could have locked in a profit this morning when we found out the news. I decided not to do it. And now those could be losing bets. I did it all based on thinking he was going to get probably a year. And that's what the NFL wanted him to get.
You never know.
No, it could still happen.
Yeah.
It sure could.
Yeah. They said, well, the lowest we'll go is 12. You want to play ball when the settlement talks. But they were never close to a settlement. And that's why apparently why Robinson took her time and gave them a chance to settle, which it was never close.
Right. Right. All right.
They were thinking we'll take 4, and they say, well, we'll go as low as 12. Come on.
I'll tell you about some other bets that I made during vacation. For some reason, I'm all in on your Minnesota Vikings.
Okay.
I bet Kevin O'Connell, coach of the year, 18-1. You know, I used to like Mike Zimmer when he first got the job. Thought he was a good coach in this league. But then the game completely passed him by. And I'm looking overall at some numbers on the Vikings last year compared to what it's going to be like with Kevin O'Connell coming over from under that Sean McVay tree with the Rams. The numbers really do stick out. They passed 52.6% of the time on early downs last year. That was the ninth lowest in the NFL. The Rams last year passed 58% of the time on early downs. That was the 10th most. Their average opponent win total in 2022 was right around 8.5. They played in 14 one-score games last year. And 10 games were not decided until the final play of the game. That's unheard of. And they were 6-8 in those close games. They have 9 home games this year. One of their 8 road games is overseas against New Orleans. And the last 8 games of the schedule for the Vikings, you're looking at it right now on the screen. It's going to pop up here in a second, actually. 3 straight at home. Now, they're tough. Dallas, the Patriots, and then they get the Jets. But then they play at the Lions. They're home to the Colts. And the Giants at the Packers and at the Bears to close out. I think they can navigate the final 8 games. And I also bet, along with him to go and win the coach of the year, I bet the Vikings to win 10 games at William Hill plus 140. And I bet offensive player of the year to be Justin Jefferson at 20-1.
All right. And the Pack, you have to have a lot of questions about the Packers wide receivers.
Oh, for sure.
Just say, well, Rodgers, like Favre, who are these guys? And he's making it work.
Right.
But the Warren Sharp tweet, last year the Packers played 8 games against rookie, backup, or injured quarterbacks. They went 8-0, but only 5-5 in their 10 other games, including the lone playoff game. I mean, that's something that's something to consider too. But it is a breath of fresh air with the new coach and GM.
Yeah, I like the Vikings this year. I thought this number was way too high. I bet comeback player of the year to be Saquon Barkley, 25-1 and 40-1. Third easiest expected schedule in the NFL. They go from Joe Judge and Jason Garrett, enough said, to Brian Daboll. And he is going to be incorporated in the passing game. They lost, I believe it was the third most amount of games due to injury last year, including Daniel Jones again, all pretty much the entire year. Their receivers missed a ton of games. They try to improve the offensive line. They addressed that in the offseason, in the draft. It should be better. I think Barkley, if he can stay healthy at that number, you can still find him 30-1. Okay. I was surprised for him to be 40-1.
Any Saints? You do anything with the Saints?
I bet them a long time ago.
Playoff, win total, what'd you do? Both? I did playoffs.
It's so long ago, I can't remember the bets.
Okay, yeah.
Wrecking my brain right now.
Right. You know what I found? I came across this. The Bears, will the Bears make the playoffs? No, $4.
Okay.
Four, I mean, the Bears are making, come on. That should be a lot higher. I did see 470, but I thought $4, that's it? And the Bears to miss the, they're also one of the most popular picks in terms of under. Everyone, what do you think? What everyone
says? Sure.
Bears under, Falcons under. That's what everyone's going to throw at you. Especially with Atlanta. I think Atlanta could be the worst team in the league. But
yeah, and people are betting the Bears to be the worst team in the league.
That's what, yeah. People are saying, check out the, look at the receivers. Oh, God. Or lack thereof, with who Fields has got to throw.
They're really bad, yeah.
But you are seeing a lot of breath of fresh air with the coaching staff. But
yep,
that remains to be seen.
Yeah, I'll point this out, by the way. One more thing on Coach of the Year. The average preseason win total going back to 1990 is just over 7. Zero coaches had a preseason win total higher than 9.5. 11 first-year coaches have won the award since 1990. 11. And the average wins by the winning head coach is almost 12. The last coach to win the award and not win at least 10 games, Jimmy Johnson, won 7 back in 1990.
Really?
It goes back that far.
Wow. Interesting.
Yep.
That's good. I don't know. I'm all over the place with the AFC East. I mean, what's Miami gonna? Who's gonna finish in second place? Mac looks great. Looks like a complete. Have you seen the photos of this guy?
Oh yeah,
he looked like a different person.
Well, good for him.
What he's done.
Yep.
So that's everyone's down on the Patriots. They're like no minus 165 to miss the playoffs.
Yep. Up next, Stanford Steve's gonna join the program. His thoughts on Watson getting 6 games and his best bets to this point in college football coming up here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Meet Carl.
Sup?
Ever since he was a little boy, Carl dreamed of being baseball's greatest outfielder. There was only one problem. Carl, you can play to win with BetRivers.com, featuring award-winning customer service in the winning customer service in the winning customer service in the winning customer service.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.